The settlement was negotiated by state attorneys general and the federal government in response to foreclosure abuse and fraud. Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions Secretary Peter Beltsden says the settlement will benefit Wisconsin in a variety of ways.
It's principal reduction for some borrowers. It's remuneration for those who are improperly foreclosed on. It's refinance opportunities. It's addressing some of the blighted situations around the state, and especially in Milwaukee, but not just Milwaukee, but around the state. And all of these pieces together are going to make a big difference.
The national settlement with Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Residential Capital, and Wells Fargo also forces the banks to operate under new standards. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says they'll no longer be allowed to use robocalling, and they'll be required to more carefully review paperwork for foreclosure filings. They'll also be banned from renegotiating with homeowners while at the same time starting a foreclosure process. Van Hollen says in some cases it's a break from the past.
Now the people really have a court order behind them that is saying not only will these banks be responsive and transparent, but they're going to be required to be proactive and reach out to you.
Van Hollen's office says borrowers should contact their mortgage provider to see if they qualify for loan modifications under the terms of the settlement. Roughly $26 million of the $140 million settlement will be used to offset Wisconsin's budget shortfall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.